Today on the KMMO Ag Report, I'll be talking about the loss of an American broadcaster known for his agriculture broadcasts and his ability to explain agribusiness and food production in an understandable way. Orion Samuelson passed away on March 16th. He was inducted in the Radio Hall of Fame in 2003. Samuelson was born on a dairy farm in Ontario, Wisconsin, near La Crosse. Growing up on the farm, Samuelson was expected to take over the family business, but a leg disease made it impossible to do heavy work. He considered becoming a Lutheran pastor before deciding on 6 months of radio school. His early work, based in Wisconsin at WKLJ in Sparta, WHBY in Appleton, and WBAY TVAM in Green Bay. Samuelson was heard on WGN Radio in Chicago for 60 years as the station's head agricultural broadcaster from 1960 through 2020, getting the job after his predecessor, Norm Kraft, abruptly resigned from his position on air. May 1960, one of Mr. Samuelson's first assignments for WGN was to MC the National Barn Dance, a long-running program in association with Prairie Farmer magazine. WLS had converted to the station with personality, started playing rock and roll. 3 years after his tenure at WGN, Samuelson was the staffer who read the news of the John F. Kennedy assassination. His career led him to have dinner at the White House and travel to 43 countries, including Cuba, where he shook hands with Fidel Castro, Moscow, where he met Mikhail Gorbachev, and England to broadcast live from the Royal Agricultural Show. He traveled with Secretary of Agriculture and the Prime Minister of India to see the Taj Mahal. He interviewed and or met every U.S. president from Dwight D. Eisenhower to Donald Trump, including John F. Kennedy when he was still a senator, Lyndon Johnson, Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton, and additionally, after he was 20 years out of the Oval Office, Harry S. Truman. In the 1960s, Samuelson hosted an early morning show on WGN-TV, Top of the Morning, first with organist Harold Turner, then with Max Armstrong. From 1975 to 2005, Samuelson was the host of U.S. Farm Report, a weekly television news magazine dedicated to agriculture. Now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department corny joke of the day. Why should you never borrow money from a leprechaun? Because they're always a little short. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.